Thanks for listening to this OCRFM podcast. Head to ocrfm.org.au to find more great content and information about how to donate and support this community radio station.
Lollipop, lollipop, ooh, lolly, 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 lollipop, lollipop.
Thinking of these, working up my appetite, looking forward to a little afternoon delight. Skyline rockets in flight.
Afternoon delight, and welcome to the show that is sugary spiciness and everything niceness here on OCRFM, which is 98.3 across Colican District, 88.7 FM along the coast, and streaming online at ocrfm.org.au, or you might be on the Community Radio Plus app listening in. How's it going, Max?
Yeah, pretty good.
Happy Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Yeah, have you been treating your mum good today?
Yeah, tried to be.
Any better than normal, or just... Run-of-the-mill?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just the usual spoils.
Yeah.
It was kind of a combined... It was my birthday last week.
Oh, yeah.
And I got super, super busy. I accidentally booked myself out. weekend of my birthday, I was doing stuff, but without other people, which is quite rude of me to have done that. I forgot it was my birthday. So we did this thing where we combined Mother's Day and my birthday for dinner last night, which was, something a bit different. Haven't done that before.
Yeah, cool.
But that means that we've made another trip around the sun with Afternoon Delight as well. Because the show debuted on Mother's Day way back when. And, we've been kicking around ever since.
Yeah.
So 2011 is when this show started. There you go. Welcome along to our, it's not really a Mother's Day edition of the show. Sometimes we do theme it like that.
Yeah.
But, we do have a big old show planned for you today. And, I'm just so excited to keep reminding people to, go to the Afternoon Delight Facebook page to check it all out. Cause it's back. anywho, let's, find out what's new on the shelf first up.
What's new?
Radio Max, what have we got that is new and limited edition out at the moment?
It's a limited edition Big M.
So Big M are often popping things out for short runs.
Yeah.
I'm very disappointed that their Blue Heaven is gone, but what's the next big thing that they've got here?
It's pine lime flavour.
Okie dokie. It's in the carton form. They've gone with... kind of pine colours, I guess. It looks a bit like a splice, to be honest.
Yeah.
It's got the same colouring as that, which makes sense. Seeing as a splice is pine lime flavour.
Yeah.
So they've kind of got the tropical green leaves in the background in various shades.
Yeah.
And then there's like a lime. Have they got cartoon lime and pineapple on there, or just the lime?
No, there is a... There's a pineapple in line.
Oh, some pineapple chunk. Right, there you go. I was looking for a whole pineapple, but it's a slice of pineapple.
Yeah.
And, I can't remember if they've had pine lime out before in the Big M world.
Yeah.
I know we have had lime on the show before. Have we had pine lime? That is the question. Pineapple?
Yeah, to know.
Yeah. It seems like a nostalgic flavour. Like, it's a very 70s, 80s kind of Big M flavour.
Yeah.
But are you a pine lime lover?
I don't actually know.
Haven't had flavoured milk in the pine lime variety?
Don't think so.
No? Okie dokie. Well, let's pop it down the hatch and see what you think. So it's kind of got a yellowy green hue.
Yeah.
What's the flavour doing for you?
It's not a overly strong flavour.
It's very milky, actually.
Yeah.
I did see you shake it up, so I know that there should be there.
Yeah.
Ah, there you go. So, according to Google, the Big M splice-flavoured milk, yes. I thought I'd seen this before. So, tropical flavour of pineapple and lime,
Yeah.
It is the third of Big M's iconic flavours to make a comeback since the brand kicked off its flavour flashback competition in 2010. So we've had Egg Flip and Blue Heaven, but Pine Lime is the one that they're saying is going to shine this time around.
Yeah.
Oh, and there's another new flavour out. We'll have to track that down.
Yeah.
Hmm. Interesting, interesting. So we'll find that other flavour, and we'll see if we can do that next week. But Pine Lime. I'm not getting much of a pineapple flavour.
No, not really.
I can definitely taste the lime.
Yeah, it's like a juicy lime flavour.
Yeah.
But not really a sweet pineapple flavour.
No, no. And the lingering aftertaste is very citrusy.
Yeah.
Which both fruits are, I guess. But yeah, I'm definitely getting more a lime milk flavour than a pine lime.
Yeah.
Yeah, they could definitely be a bit more heavy-handed with pineapple. Although, flavour, like, pineapple is one of those acidic flavours.
Yeah.
That too much is very much too much.
Yeah, but I reckon that could do with just a little bit more.
A hint more. What did we have that was really chewy that was pineapple flavoured and they absolutely nailed it? I can't remember now, but it tasted like pineapple chunks. It was so juicy and tasty. It was like a Mentos or something like that that had a pineapple flavour, and it was spot on. It tasted like real pineapple.
I can't remember.
No, me either. But thumbs up, thumbs down. What are you giving the Pine Lime Big M?
I reckon one thumb up.
One out of two?
Yeah.
Yep.
Can do with a little bit more flavouring.
Yeah, yeah. I'm with you on that one.
Yeah.
But we'll pop that up on the Afternoon Delight Facebook page. Let us know what you think. Do you agree that Pine Lime is hitting the mark, or does it need a little bit more to it? We'll take a quick break. We'll be back after this to jump straight in with this week's topic. Time and Afternoon Delight to take a look at this week's lolly, sweet treat.
Yeah.
And they are Joel's Pastilles.
Yeah.
Now, what do you know of you around the Joel's?
I've got no idea what they are, basically.
They're often with the mints in the confectionery aisle.
Yeah.
So a pastille itself is a sweet. Or it can also be a medicinal pill. Yep. That's what they originated as. But it's a thick liquid that has been solidified and is to be consumed by light chewing to dissolve in the mouth. The word pastille comes from the Latin word pastillus, which is also where the word pasty or pastry comes from. And that's a lump of meal or grain. So it's got the same kind of origin as bread. So that's why it's a chewy word origin.
Yeah.
Because originally, pastilles were pill-shaped lumps of compressed herbs, which were burnt to release the medicinal properties.
Oh, okay.
Full-on witchcraft.
Yeah.
So they're made by pouring, thick liquid into powdered, sugared or waxed moulds, and then they set and dry, and that's how you end up with the jube kind of consistency. And there's lots of different jubes out there. We've had things like Fisherman's Friend or fruit pastilles, wine gums, that sort of stuff on the show before. But Joel's, J-O-L-S, are the ones that we're focusing on today. They are part of the Ferndale confectionery line, and they're available in three different flavours. There's forest berry, three fruits, and black currant.
Yep.
So we've got a couple of different packs here in the studio today, but you haven't ventured into the Joel's Forest before, so to speak?
Not that I know of.
Yeah. They're marketed as 99% sugar-free.
Yep.
And 99% fat-free.
Yep.
So they're kind of marketed as the guilt-free treat, as they're pretty close to being, almost good for you. And they're high in soluble dietary fibre, which is part of, you know, a regular healthy diet. And so I haven't been able to find all that much else about their history. They're packed by Ferndale Confectionery, so they're an Australian product. But as for anything other than that, yeah, they're hard to track down their history. They do contain phenylenoline, which is a very fun word to say, but it's not all that crash hot for you at the best of times. And if you eat too many of them, as with some other mint products, it can have a laxative effect.
Ah.
So don't go scoffing the entire packet, popping them down like sultanas.
Yeah.
Because it will, yeah, it will give a laxative effect. But they do often have that warning on chewing gum and things like that. And it's all to do with the strains of sugar that are used in them.
Yeah.
And because this is soluble fibre, that's really good for keeping people regular. But as well as buying these at supermarkets and convenience stores, you can actually get these at chemists.
Oh.
Because of the whole sugar-free, fat-free experience. You can get them at sometimes the likes of, I can't say brand names on the radio of businesses that aren't sponsors, but maybe a shop that sells office supplies as well.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they've been around as long as I can remember, just kind of sitting on the shelf in amongst the likes of the Mentos and the chewing gums. And they must continue to be pretty profitable because they haven't really changed the packaging over the decades that I'm aware of. I don't ever remember them really appearing on the shelf. They just always seem to have been there. You don't see them marketed much.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if there's people out there that know a bit more about Joel's, we would love you to jump on the Facebook page and let us know.
Yeah.
Occasionally they've had separate flavours. Like they had a mandarin flavour at one stage or an orange one. But, yeah, these are the three main ones that are left in the market today. So without further ado, we'll take a quick break and we'll be back to check out the flavours going head-to-head on the show right after this.
Ladies and gentlemen, strap yourselves in for this week's great confectionery debate as we pit two similar lollies against each other to decide an overall champion.
It's time on Afternoon Delight to go head-to-head with a couple of the different Joel's flavours. So, Mac, you're just having a look at the box there.
Yeah.
And serving suggestion?
Serving suggestion is 4 per pack with approximately 8 per person.
Right. Okay. So 4 servings per pack, and they come in small little cardboard boxes, which is, you're so used to plastic for everything these days.
Yeah.
It's refreshing to see. Like, it's kind of like a Band-Aid box.
Yeah.
That size.
And, like, the snack pack sultanas.
Yes, exactly, yeah. So it's got that little flip top container lid.
Yeah.
Which self-seals.
All the Smarties.
Yes, Smarties box does have the same side of lidded process to lock in the flavour. Anyhow, have we got any further info on the box regarding the Joel's?
They're tooth-friendly tested, 99% fat-free, source of dietary fibre, 99% sugar-free. Yeah.
There you go. Now, I think some people use these as, because you can get them at chemists, people who are trying to give up smoking and need something in their mouth, this is one of the sorts of things that they might use.
Yeah.
But what have you gone with first up?
We've got the 3 fruits.
Mm-hmm. And what 3 fruits do they have on the packet there, or what 3 flavours? Because there's kind of a really dark, almost black one, an orange and a reddish colour.
Got black currant,
mm-hmm.
orange, and raspberry.
Righto. So the black one is very much a
black currant.
Yeah, and then the orange and the raspberry, they're a little bit translucent. You can kind of see through them.
Yeah, the black currant looks like licorice.
Yes, and I did see on the one of the websites, it was described as licorette.
Ah, okay.
So it does, yeah, possibly have a licorice base to it, even though it's a black currant flavour.
Yeah.
So it's a very firm, like it's highly compressed, actually.
Yeah.
Okay, so which one are you going with first?
Black currant.
Yeah, I did that too. I think because we were talking about it. Very chewy.
Mm-hmm. Can't bite down on it too tough or it gets stuck in your teeth.
It's very firm.
Can't get it out of my tooth.
you've got a roadblock?
Mm-hmm.
Now, chewing on it isn't really doing much, and it did recommend to let it
dissolve,
which, once you get that outer layer off,
fills your mouth with flavour.
It's very juicy.
Yeah.
That's a very intense flavour.
Yeah.
And it is full on blackcurrant. It's not quite like a Ribena flavour.
Yeah.
It's not quite like eating a blackcurrant, but it pangs of a really, really intense blackcurrant taste.
Yeah.
I find Ribena is kind of syrupy.
Yeah.
In comparison. This is just straight, blackcurrant tang.
Yep. It sort of has like a slight minty taste too. Like.
Yeah.
Cold makes your mouth.
Refreshed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, I was expecting, because we'd kind of built it up into a licorice thing, more an aniseed kind of taste. But this is, a real fruity tang.
Yeah.
Hmm. I think I'm going to have to swallow to move on to the next flavour, but that's a really intense flavour. It's a really nice one.
Yeah.
Okay, what's next on our three fruit?
Let's go with the raspberry.
Okie dokie.
Get rid of the blackcurrant first.
Yeah, it's kind of mind over matter to swallow it. I'm not very good at taking tablets. And that's kind of the consistency it feels. It's a funny shape, actually.
Yeah.
It's kind of a rounded pyramid.
Mm-hmm. But then it's got, like, a divot in the bottom section.
Yeah. I wonder if that's how they stack. Okay, so these raspberry ones, kind of a reddish hue.
Yeah. Yeah, yet again, it's got a real juicy taste.
Yeah, it's kind of that first layer of flavour is very chemically. But then it gets into a really juicy taste.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not... It's a really natural flavour.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, as I say, compressed juice, basically.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't expecting this much flavour from one...
A tiny small, little... Yeah, exactly.
Wouldn't even be a centimetre tall and wide.
Mm. Yeah, you'd be lucky to be a centimetre and a half across. So... I always go to raspberry cordial as my comparison.
Yep.
For raspberry flavoured things, because actually eating a raspberry is quite tart, but in a lolly form, it's always a lot sweeter.
Yep.
This isn't quite as sugary as raspberry cordial because it's.
Which would make sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sugar free. So I have to think then, is it as bitey as a raspberry flavour?
I reckon it's actually. Juicier than an actual
Yeah, raspberry. I don't know how they've managed to do that. Yeah, these are really nice.
Yeah.
How do you compare the blackcurrant to the raspberry?
I don't actually know.
not a favourite out of the two? They're kind of on par?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll see if the orange can do any damage then. One to go out of this pack. Again, very tiny. And straight in there. It is so juicy. It's the tiniest little pellet, and yet it really packs a punch.
Mm-hmm.
And interesting, you said that their serving size, so that 8 pieces is considered a serving size.
Yeah.
And again, because it's low in fat, low in sugar, it could very much tide you over.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the all-day sucker, like, it's not a boiled lolly, but we've had to swallow them to get onto the next flavour. You could actually save this for, quite a while.
I could take these to school and have one each class and still be left in my mouth after
for ages.
The first class. Yeah.
Mm. Okay, how's the orange going for you?
It's juicy, again. It's got that, tangy orange flavour.
Yep. I'm trying to work out what, I was going to say brand, but what type of orange. To me, it's got more a mandarine flavour.
Yeah.
It's not quite, it's still juicy, it's still citrusy, but I can't pinpoint what orange flavour it is. I'm leaning more towards a mandarine.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't really tell.
It's a little bit more intense, like eating an orange gives you that really juicy burst. This is kind of the pinnacle. It's not sour orange,
yeah,
but it's bordering on it, but really juicy.
Yeah.
Mm. It's a nice mix.
Mm.
And they're picked well to put those three together.
Yeah.
If I had to rank those three flavours, I'd probably put the blackcurrant first, then the orange, then the raspberry.
Yeah, I reckon I'd agree with you.
Same on that?
Yep.
Thank you, thank you. Well, we've got the forest fruits to go, and they too come in 3 different flavours, but they look a little bit harder to distinguish what's what.
I reckon they're all 3 flavours in one.
Ah, that might be why it's so hard for me to see the different colours, because they don't exist.
Yeah.
Okay. So, we're thinking that this is which 3 foresty fruits?
It's got strawberry, blackberry, blackcurrant, and raspberry.
All in one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because they're all the one colour in the packet.
Yeah, I was trying to work out. These all look the same to me.
Yeah.
It's like a lighter red than the raspberry one was.
Yeah.
But it's going to have all those flavours in one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yet again, straight away, it fills your mouth with flavour.
Mm-hmm. I've actually put a couple in my mouth for this one. I thought if I'm trying to distinguish what flavours they are, can I peel it apart? But no, it's great big mix.
Yeah.
So, this is giving me vibes of the Natural Confectionery Company's Berry Bliss.
Oh, yeah.
Or the Berry Squirts. Do you remember those that had the
outer
raspberry layer and then inside the
jelly sort of stuff? Mm. Yeah.
Okay, definitely very fruity. And it is an indistinguishable berry taste. I wouldn't have been able to narrow down that there was 4 fruits in the one kind of mix.
Yeah.
It's definitely a berry juice taste.
Yeah.
But I'd call it kind of berry smoothie. Like, I wouldn't have been able to pick, is there blackberry, is it blackcurrant?
Yeah.
Still nice, though.
Yeah.
Compared to the 3 fruits, how would you?
I reckon the 3 fruits are probably better. Because, like, you can choose what flavour you want to have rather than
dictated to that all flavours, whether you like it or not, are in this one tube.
Yeah.
Or pastille. Okay, then. Well, I think I'm in agreeance, and we'll pop that up on the Afternoon Delight Facebook page. Let us know. Do you have a favourite when it comes to Joel's? And we'll be back after this with our sweetest tune. I'm an Afternoon Delight for our sweetest tune, and we've tried to look up Joel's tunes. I'm coming up with L. Jolson. That's probably not going to fly in this day and age. But we found a band, considering that all these Joel's products are based around berries. Except for the orange one. there is a band called The Berries.
Yeah.
So they're an American rock band signed to Run for Cover Records, and they consist of members from the band Big Bite and Happy Diving, which is another couple of American bands from California. On October 26, 2018, The Berries released their first album titled Start All Over Again. Then their second one was Berryland in 2019. And in August 2022, they released their third album called High Flying Man. And that is where you will find this particular tune. It's called Down the Road Again. There is The Berries with Down the Road Again, our sweetest tune on Afternoon Delight.
Yeah.
And fun fact, Joel's are made down the road from us.
Yeah.
So where are Joel's manufactured?
Ballarat.
Yeah, in Delacombe.
Yep.
So, yeah, fun little fact for you. if you check out the Facebook page, there's some info there on some of the other products that they have created. They've got So Soft Marshmallows. Now, I did not know that they were the same creators of Joel's.
Yeah.
Because the marshmallows you usually see on the shelves are the Pascal ones, and these So Soft are the big fluffy white and yellow or white ones.
Oh, yeah.
But they've got the bags of pink and pink and white. And I did not realise that they're made by the same company as Joel's.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, nowhere on the pack did I ever make the connection. Anywho, that is a fun fact for you. So Soft Marshmallow Co. Same creators of Joel's.
Yep.
Righty-ho. We'll take a quick break here on Afternoon Delight. We'll be back with a recipe.
Say hey, good looking, what you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me?
On Afternoon Delight, it is time for a recipe, Max. What have you got for us today?
Making blackberry fruit pastels.
So this is how you could make your very own at home. It looks a little bit like kind of a congealed fruit slice.
Yep.
Without any biscuit base.
Yeah.
But what do we need?
500 grams of blackberries, 2 medium-sized cooking apples, half a lemon, 150 ml of water, 300 grams of sugar.
Okie dokie, and how do we put it all together?
Wash the blackberries and peel and dice the apple. Put them into a saucepan and add the lemon juice and water. Bring to the boil, reduce the heat, cover and simmer until the fruit is tender. Sieve the mixture through a large bowl, using the back of a wooden spoon to push through. You should have about 600 to 700 ml of fruit puree. Return the puree to the pan, add the sugar and stir frequently until it has dissolved. Bring to the boil, reduce the heat and continue cooking and stirring until it's very thick. As it thickens, be careful that it doesn't catch and burn. Pour into a deep-sided tray lined with grease-proof paper. Allow to cool completely before cutting into pieces and pressing the cubes into more sugar.
And that will help them to keep their shape and not stick together.
Yep. It's got a little bit more sugar than these Joel's pastels.
Yes, that is true. We were kind of promising a sugar-free adventure, but it's got sugar in it.
Yeah.
I don't quite know how they manage to make the sugar-free Joel's like that.
Yeah.
Because they just pack in so much flavour.
Yeah.
And the natural juices and things like that, you would assume, have all the natural sugars.
Yeah.
Anyway. fun. I think it's time now to find out what people want back on the lolly shelf.
Let the world see what you have got. Bring it all back to you. Bring it all back.
Radio Max. Now, up on the temporary Afternoon Delight Facebook page, but also our original one, we've been asking people what would they like to see back on the lolly shelf, and we've been sifting through some of the suggestions that people have been putting out there and, reliving the nostalgia, or in your case, for the very first time, finding out what some of these things are.
Yeah.
So let's have a look at what some of the other suggestions are up on the page. Now, if you want to add your comments, you can jump on the Afternoon Delight OCRFM Lolly Facebook page. Now, this has popped up a couple of times. Jenna Garner on the Facebook page is the first to mention it, but I do actually remember having these on Afternoon Delight, and then sadly, they disappeared off the shelf. They are Jupiter bars.
Yeah.
Now, have you had these before, Max?
I don't know.
So, it's from the Europe range, which are a Cadbury product. Yep. And they do still have the Nougat Log and the Summer, might be Summer Fruits Bar, I think. But sadly, the Jupiter Bar disappeared. And it honestly was one of my favourite finds when we started this show. Because the Europe Bars are kind of marketed as similar to Joel's, a healthy sweet treat.
Yeah.
So the Honey Nougat Log Chocolate Bar has roasted peanuts, coconut, and honey nougat coated in chocolate.
Yeah.
The Summer Roll is the other one that I was trying to think of. It is also nougat with roasted peanuts, coconut flakes, and chocolate. So kind of similar to the Honey Log.
Yeah.
But the Jupiter Bar... Oh, it was heavenly. So, it was peanut, rice cereal, and caramel in a bar shape. So, there was no chocolate. It was, if I remember correctly, it was kind of the consistency of sesame seeds.
Oh, okay.
Like, they did have a sesame bar, but this was tiny, tiny, tiny crunchy pieces in... caramel. So it was chewy. So it wasn't like a solid caramel or a toffee or anything like that. It was kind of the same consistency of those fruit chews. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
If you think kind of like that Joel's recipe that we just shared there of the fruit pastels, it'd be that thickness and that squishiness.
Yeah.
But caramel, and it had crispy rice cereal through it and peanuts. And it was incredible. It tasted so good. And of the remaining Europe bars, I don't know why Jupiter was the one that left the building.
Yeah.
Because I'm not a huge fan of Summer Rolls or Honey Nougat Logs. Apparently the rest of the world must have been.
Yeah, okay.
It is really disappointing that they are no longer around. They've kind of got the same taste as Lollygobble Bliss Bombs, which are caramel-flavoured popcorn with peanut through it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so Jenna said that she desperately wanted Jupiter bars back, and that set off a couple of other people with, oh, yes, Jupiter bars, I so miss them. Again, I'm a huge advocate for getting the Jupiter bar back. So if the team from Europe... ever do hear this podcast, there's got to be a petition out there somewhere to get the Europe to make the Jupiter bar again.
Yeah.
So there are some remnants on the internet out there of people who have taken photos of Jupiter bars of days gone by, but they just kind of slowly disappeared off the shelf. There was no real fanfare that, oh, we're stopping making these things. How does it sound to you?
Yeah, it sounds pretty cool.
Yep. They kind of look like a cross between the inside of a Mars bar and a Snickers bar.
Yep.
If that makes sense. But there's nothing really like them to compare it to. Because even the likes of, like, an LCM bar...
Yeah, I was about to say, that picture looks like an LCM bar coated in caramel.
Caramel, yeah. So it kind of looks like that, but it's firmer.
Yeah.
Because the caramel, like the LCM bars are marshmallow based, so they're very soft and squishy.
Yeah.
Whereas the Jupiter bar was really chewy.
Aye.
And, yeah, the texture of it with the peanuts and the cereal was just, it was just an incredible mix.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure why... it stopped being made. I do know that it's happened in the time of Afternoon Delight.
Yeah.
Because we pretty much featured Europe on the show at one stage, and then, I don't know, less than 12 months later, the Jupiter bar just disappeared.
Yeah.
There is a Reddit thread with people lamenting the loss of the Jupiter bar and to be brought back. So, yeah. If anyone out there knows how to get the attention of Europe as not the continent, but the lolly production company, Jupiter Bars, please, please bring them back.
Yep.
Because, yeah, they were incredible. But is there anything else you can imagine about these things, seeing as you've not quite lived through them?
I don't know. I reckon that'd be pretty good.
Yeah. So let us know also on the Afternoon Delight Facebook page, do you have memories of the Jupiter Bar? We would love to know. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back right after this.
An extra, extra! Read all about it! Life story of Playboy Penny! Extra, extra! Extra, extra! Read all about it!
Okay, before we wrap up the show, let's find out about things in the news related to sweet treats. Now, the small indulgence of chocolate, maybe people have been spoiling mum today with a bit of chocolate. It's becoming a very costly endeavour. Soaring prices for cocoa beans recently hit a record $12,000 a tonne.
Wow.
So we will pop a link up on the Facebook page to this particular article from The Guardian. But it's four times last year's price, and many think it's going to go higher. There was a really bad harvest in West Africa, which produced 70% of the world's cocoa beans. There was El Nino-linked weather patterns and diseased. So major processing plants in Ghana and Ivory Coast, who are the main growers, have halted production or reduced operations because they just cannot afford the beans. Sadly, the long-term issues include climate crisis and the inability of farmers to invest in production due to low income. So, I don't know. That's not good news for this show.
Nah.
Let alone chocolate suppliers and chocolate lovers.
Yeah.
So, yeah, destructive virus is threatening the world supply of chocolate. There's between 15 to 50% harvest loss over the last 12 months. Companies including Hershey and Cadbury have already increased prices due to supply shortages. And about half of the world's supply comes from these particular cocoa trees in Ghana and the Ivory Coast. Hmm. University of Texas professor of mathematics and author Benito Chencarpia described the virus as a real threat to the global supply of chocolate. Pesticides don't work well against the mealy bugs, leaving farmers to try and prevent the spread of the disease by just cutting out infected trees and trying to breed resistant trees. Despite the efforts, 254 million cocoa trees in recent years have been lost. Farmers can combat the mealy bugs by giving vaccines to the trees to inoculate them from the virus. However, they're very expensive, especially for farmers who are on a small wage.
Yeah.
Researchers have developed a new strategy which uses a mathematical formula to figure out how far apart farmers should be planting their vaccinated trees to prevent the mealy bugs from jumping between them.
Yeah.
So they've created this model so they know how far away to plant the trees, and that should help to lower or decrease the spread of the virus. And by experimenting with new techniques, researchers have created two different types of models that will allow farmers to create a protective layer of vaccinated cocoa trees around the unvaccinated ones. So whilst it's still experimental, Chen Carpenter says these models are exciting because they'll help farmers protect their crops, achieve a better harvest, and this is good for their bottom line as well as the global addiction to chocolate. So I'm not quite sure how Willy Wonka would cope in the circumstances, but there you go. That is chocolate in the news. Sadly, time for us to wrap up the show by unwrapping our Kinder Surprise.
Kinder, kin, 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 kinder, you're Scrabbly. Kinder.
Choco, wee! Choco, dooby! Dooby, choco, dooby! Oi!
Kinder.
Radio Max, let's check out what is inside this week's Kinder Surprise.
I have a feeling it's going to explode on me.
The chocolate does look quite firm.
Nah.
Oh, that is a clean break.
Sort of.
Yep. Well, thirds.
It's a monkey.
Okay.
The tail by the face.
Yep. How many pieces we got there?
3 pieces. The monkey just clips together.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow.
Oh, that's a really odd combo. So it's kind of like a tail and an arm clipped to the other half of the body, which is the other arm, leg, and head.
Yep.
It's just a 2-piece.
Then the tree, it just
folds over?
Yep. Then the monkey basically just
snaps in.
Yeah, sits in it somehow.
So the tree was kind of in 2 parts, but connected by...
There we go.
Oh, there you go. And that kind of looks like it's got a vine hanging on the tree, which is the connector between the trunk and the base.
Yeah.
There you go. Okie dokie. Well, we'll pop that up on the Afternoon Delight Facebook page. A little monkey in the tree. And if you want to get in contact with the show, you can head to Afternoon Delight's Facebook page. Send us a message on there. There's posts about all the things we've chatted on the show today. You can also send us a message by emailing lolly@ocrfm.org.au. If you've got any suggestions for future topics you'd like us to chat about or something you'd like to see brought back to the lolly shelf.
Yep.
And happy Mother's Day once again to everyone out there.
Yeah.
We hope you've had a wonderful day. And all things going well, we'll be back next Sunday to do it again from 3 p.m.
Yep.
Catch you then.
See ya.
I'm gonna find my baby, gonna hold her tight, gonna grab some afternoon delight. My motto's always been, when it's right, why wait until the middle of a cold, dark night? When everything's a little clearer in the light of day, then you know the night is always gonna be there anyway. Thinking of you's waking up my appetite, looking forward to a little afternoon delight. Rubbing sticks and stones together makes the sparks ignite, and the thought of loving you is getting so exciting. Skyrockets in flight. Afternoon delight. Afternoon delight. Afternoon delight. Started out this morning feeling so polite. I always thought a fish could not be caught who wouldn't bite. But you got some better wetting than I think I might try nibbling a little afternoon. Skyrockets in flight. Oh, afternoon delight. Afternoon delight. Afternoon delight. Sticks and stones together makes the sparks ignite. The thought of loving you is getting so exciting. Skyrockets in flight.